It's the X's and O's. It's the radio shows. It's exclusive and in-depth conversations with the GM. It's all that and more. And it's Texans Weekly, starting right now.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into this week's edition of Texans Weekly. I'm Patty Smith. A big week for the Houston Texans. Of course, they are coming off the big win against the Buffalo Bills and preparing for a big week against the Dallas Cowboys. A little bit later on in the show, we will hear from General Manager Rick Smith about all the transactions that took place this week. We'll, of course, also catch up with Head Coach Bill O'Brien as he breaks down, gives us some X's and O's coming out of that Bills game. But first things first, J.J. Watt, the huge pick six against the Buffalo Bills helped him to earn not only AFC Defensive Player of the Week, but AFC Defensive Player of the Month.
I think it's pretty neat, but I with awards and all those types of things, and it's one of those things where you let the media and the analysts and the people who decide those things decide them. My philosophy is you go out there and you play as hard as you can, you practice as hard as you can, you put the best product on the field, and then you let people decide those things. I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, throughout the whole season, I'm going to be saying we can still play better, because no matter how you play, you can still play better. But to be at 3-1 right now is definitely a good place to be. We want to continue to improve. We have a great challenge this week in Dallas.
And if all that isn't enough, J.J. Watt also bought his mom for her birthday a brand new Range Rover. This guy can do no wrong, J.J. Watt for mayor. All right, let's look forward to the Dallas Cowboys game. As I mentioned, this will be the fourth meeting of these two teams. The first one, no one can forget, right here at then Reliance Stadium, the first win in Houston Texans franchise history. The Dallas Cowboys have subsequently won the last two, and this game is not only a rivalry for the fans, for the media, the team knows what it means as well.
Well, the first time I really figured it out was when we played them in preseason, my second year, and it kind of felt like a playoff game, it's just kind of the atmosphere, the excitement and everything. But, on top of it too, as soon as that game was over this past Sunday, the first thing talked about was Dallas all week, whether talking to you guys or the fans or whatnot, it's, really the focal point and obviously very emphasized this week.
You hear about it. I mean, you can feel the atmosphere. I remember when we played them in 2010, it was like a playoff game. It was one of the loudest this stadium's ever been. So you're aware of it.
And while this is a huge rivalry game and the Houston Texans are coming off a win, it was not necessarily a perfect win, not that any win is, but they know that there are many improvements to be made.
We just need to do what we do better. Just like last week, we were challenged. Buffalo is a great rushing team. We stood up to the challenge. It's going to be the same thing this week. If we want to get a win, we have to slow down their running game, or it'll be hard to come out of Dallas with a win.
Focusing week in and week out on the running game, I think, is the main thing for us as an offensive line. If you can establish that, everything else opens up after that. So we've had a couple good weeks of that early in the season, and then the last couple weeks we've been tailing off. So a lot of work and focus this week will be on that.
And all improvements are not always made on the field. A lot of them happen behind the scenes, and that usually falls with General Manager Rick Smith, who is constantly making moves to improve this team. Perhaps one of the biggest roster moves made this week was the release of Shiloh Kao, who, of course, has been with the Houston Texans for the last few years. And when we come back after this break, General Manager Rick Smith will break down the rest of the moves and transactions for the week. Stay with us.